Today is Monday, September 9th, 2019. Bethesda reveals new Doom-inspired vodka, and WoW gets attacked. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. Welcome to the show. My name is X1. Let's do this. People's two favorite hobbies, playing games and drinking vodka. Well, Bethesda wants to combine them. That's right. In a new story over at Game Informer, Bethesda reveals a new Doom-inspired vodka. Bethesda has teamed up with Rebel Distillers to create a Doom-themed alcoholic spirit called Doom Bone Vodka. The tweet from the UK arm of the publisher didn't give much away, but you could hit the pre-order link in the tweet and see that there's a limited edition vodka beverage. Quote, made with only the finest ingredients, unquote, that use bones sourced from world-famous butchers, the ginger pig, will be available for of-age UK, European, and Australian players retailing for £45. We're tapping into one of the world's favorite hobbies, video games, to offer a unique perspective in a spirit production, Rebel Distillers co-founder Matt McGiven said. Doom Eternal is a world of flames and demons. A barbecue pit with action, a smoked bone vodka, is certainly a new take on spirit provenance. How do you drink? The advertiser blurb asks. However you damn well like, but to luge it ice cold through a bone always impresses. It's not the first time Bethesda has brought some game-themed refreshments to life. A few years back, Nuka-Cola Quantum hit America just a few days after the publisher announced the officially licensed Fallout beer was coming to the UK. So if you like vodka, if you like Doom, if you're a huge Doom fan, this sounds like a great collector's edition thing to get for your video game collection. And hey, have a drink on Bethesda, because why not? Death Stranding wants to offer a mode for players who just want the story. And so basically, they're going to offer a very easy mode designed for movie fans. This is a news story over at Game Informer. I think actually this is a really good idea. Death Stranding's November 8 release date draws near. And while we still don't have a clear idea of what to expect from the gameplay, director Hideo Kojima is saying everyone should be able to complete it. Kojima took to Twitter to reveal Death Stranding will launch with a very easy mode, which is designed for people who may not be well-versed in games. Kojima is likely right in his assumption that notable actors like Norman Reedus, Mads Mikkelsen, and Lee Seydoux may draw in some movie fans who may not be up to speed on the latest in games. On top of that, the very easy mode will be a great introduction point for people who are jumping into games for the first time. We'll likely have to wait for the game's launch to learn how very easy mode changes the gameplay and difficulty. But there is a very easy mode coming. I think this is a great idea. I don't know what you guys think, but I think this is a great idea. Why not? I mean, more options in game equals more freedom to play the way you want. If you just want the story, if you don't want to be challenged and you want to enjoy the story for what it is, I think a very easy mode is a great idea. I think every game should have this, as well as a very super duper hard mode for those of us who like a challenge and want to experience the full difficulty of a game. Great idea. Hideo Kojima, well done. Death Stranding releases November 8th. Super excited for it. It's one of those weird storyline games, but we're looking forward to it. I am, at least. I like weird. I like weird stories. I like good weird stories. I'm not weird. I just like the stories. All right, next story. World of Warcraft Classic, it is here. I'm loving it. I myself am a level 8 human warrior. I know that's not that much. I know a lot of you are like, you're only level 8. Well, let me tell you, I'd be a lot further along, but this weekend, there was a major DDoS attack on World of Warcraft. I actually personally think it came from Europe. I personally think we should just take over Europe, conquer Europe. This is war. This means war, right? Don't DDoS. DDoS games should be an act of war, I personally think. Especially when you're trying to level for the weekend, your first weekend in a long time that you have to yourself to specifically level your character. Ah! Anyways, in a news story over at TechRaptor.net, the World of Warcraft DDoS, it took place this weekend. It basically makes it impossible for anyone to play. You can't log in. It's called a distributed denial of service, and it's been happening. It looks like it happened to World of Warcraft Classic servers were affected as well as other Blizzard games like Overwatch. The World of Warcraft DDoS makes it impossible for anyone to play if they are able to get on the servers, which is no small feat. You basically just have to refresh, keep trying to log in. The DDoS creates a lot of latency and makes playing them a chore. While no particular person or group has taken responsibility for the acts, in total, we know the first acts, UK Drillas was the Twitter account. They took responsibility, so we know that it came from the UK. Sounds like we need to just take over the UK. That's it. It's an act of war, in my opinion. Just kidding. There's currently no indication that UK Drillas is responsible for the second DDoS attack that happened yesterday. In regards to ramifications, though, you can go to jail. If you remember, there was a 23-year-old who worked with Derp Trolling who got 2 years in prison. I think he came out of Florida, right? If I remember correctly, after a guilty plea for DDoS, Lizard Squad, who did a number of attacks as well, also had members face jail time when they were brought down. It's part of a pattern that has been ongoing and one that will continue to happen as the justice system gets more adept at dealing with computer crime. However, the World of Warcraft Classic, it has been having issues all weekend. Hopefully today. I'll be logging in later today. Hopefully it's fixed. Ah, it's so frustrating, though. Good luck. Good luck to everybody. I seriously am loving World of Warcraft Classic. It is fantastic. That's another podcast for another time, though. And that does us for today, everybody. Happy Monday. Hopefully you've had a great start to your week. I know I have. Big week. We got Borderlands 3 later this week. I cannot wait to play. Gears 5 has released. Super fun times are to be had by all. If you haven't had a chance to sit down and game, what are you waiting for? Enjoy yourself. Relax. You deserve it. You've been working hard. And if you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps with the show. It helps get us out to more people. I appreciate it. And have a great Monday. I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.